This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Oh, Billows.
Yep.
This woman, I want to upset you. I know it's Friday. Everyone's feeling pretty good.
But
know for a fact that you are going to hate this woman.
Bring my mood down on a Friday. Thanks, mate.
Ari Carles, 24 years old, and apparently she claims that she can smell death.
Oh, yeah, well, if you're in the room of something that's died,
anyone
who's ever drove past a kangaroo that's been out in the sun for a couple of days knows what death smells like. No, what do you mean?
She can sense when someone is alive, like someone's alive, and then she can sense when they're going to die because she can smell death on them.
Is it because she's in a hospice?
Because I know,
if she's like, anywhere else, then she's a liar, and I hate her.
If you walk into a nursing home and you're like, I predict.
Someone in this room
isn't
going to see the year out,
then
you're just playing a numbers game
Ari, she now teaches people to harness their psychic energies.
Oh.
And when she smells someone that smells like sickly sweet death, that sounds gnarly. That's what she said death smells like.
Sickly sweet.
Yeah. She doesn't tell people, though, because it's not her place. And, like, the same way that I know all the lottery numbers, but it's not my place to tell my parents.
No, that's right.
It's not my place.
So she's one of those people that's like, I knew they were going to die. I smelled it on them.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say anything? You could have saved their life.
Not my place.
No. Yeah. So she's the worst, and she's a liar. I can't believe we're talking about her. I can't believe that her article is in the paper.
All right,
about her is the worst.
I'm taking 2%. Of this.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. What's your useless talent?
Useless talents. That's what we're talking about today. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Amber's useless talent.
Yeah.
Look, you know I love to knock Amber down a peg.
Yeah.
Her talent is both useless, but she's very good at it.
Thank you. I can walk up to someone and pinpoint the exact nipple. I know where people's nipples are.
And I tested her.
Even if I've never seen their nipples.
Yeah.
I would just walk up to someone and be like, there's your nip.
Yeah. She did it to me the other day. I'm like, no, you can't. She's like, got it. And she got righty. I'm like, all right, where's lefty? This is through a jumper, might I add.
Yeah.
Got it. Right on. Yeah. Pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah. Line 10 guys up. Or girls. I don't care. Nips a nip. I'll find your nips.
We're talking about useless talents.
Yes.
Because some woman on the internet, I wish nothing but sadness upon.
Hey.
What, she's the worst.
Yeah. No, there's worse people than her, but she
tell
claims...
Tell everyone what she does.
She claims that she can smell death.
Before people die, she reckons that she can smell they're going to die and doesn't have the common courtesy to tell everyone. One, you're a liar, and B, if you're not a liar, you're horrible.
No, if she smelled death on me, I wouldn't want to know. I don't want to know when I'm going to die.
You don't want to maybe go to the doctor and get that checked out?
You should be doing that anyway.
But you're not! You're not going to the doctor if you're feeling great
anyway,
and just getting checked out.
Yeah, that woman can shut up. I want
now,
13, 12, 16, what's your useless talent?
Yes,
she's not even utilizing. She's like, if this is real.
It's not.
Which it's not.
It's not.
But she's not even using it. Like,
no.
So only she knows that someone. Anyway, 13, 12, 16, what's your useless talent? Because I can pick out nipples on anyone in a lineup with however many clothes on.
Yeah, that's right. It's a real invasion of privacy and space, but Amber is very good at it.
You've got to ask. Like, I need your permission.
Yeah, that's always a good way to go for someone's nipples.
So 13, 12, 16, Ellie, babe, what's your useless talent?
I have a really long tongue, right?
And this doesn't sound useless.
Oh, my God.
It just gets in the way, but what I can do is pick my nose and lick my chest.
Lick your chest?
Yes.
Whoa.
Have you got us on Snapchat, Ellie? Hit FM 995.
Don't be weird.
Ellie is the one being weird with her long tongue,
Ellie,
and suggestive skills.
Have you ever tried to tie a lolly snake into a knot in your mouth?
Yeah, I can't do it because my tongue is so huge.
It's too long.
It doesn't fit it on the lid.
I'm picturing you as like a giraffe that's able to clean its whole face with its tongue and stuff.
When you're given the conundrum of like, hey, try lick your elbow, I bet you can actually lick your elbow.
I do get pretty close, but the problem is I'm not very flexible in the rest of my body, so getting my elbow close, but I just have to stick with the chest lick. Situation.
Bit of stretch and you'll get there, mate.
Thanks so much.
I'm working on it.
Thanks for your call, babe.
Thank God.
No worries. Keep them coming through. That is hectic.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Keep hitting us with your useless talents. Amber, last week, I think it was, I was talking about certain jokes that need to be retired after my best man on my wedding day played the who's got the wedding rings joke about 5 times.
Yeah.
He had them every time. I was about done with it.
I'm going to allow one.
One
of those. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. 5 times. Jared, pull your head in.
I've got another joke that I feel needs to be retired that I endured yesterday.
Okay.
My wife, Carly, she wanted me to take a present to her best friend, Sam, at mm-hmm. her workplace because I was free in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to her work, Carly's work, get the present, and then go to the supermarket, get some flowers
okay,
to take
a lot,
Sam.
Okay, yep.
So I'm walking around with a bunch of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a joke I want to retire.
Mm.
Are they for me? No, aww. Perfect stranger. I didn't just buy flowers for you.
Aww.
This happened 5 times.
No.
5 times.
Was it?
All at Mildura Central.
Yeah, was it old person day at Mildura Central?
It was. And I'd love to say it was one type of person. It wasn't. It was just not funny people.
Just, aww.
Five times.
Know, being funny's not for everyone.
Are they for me? Another one that didn't happen to me, but while I'm ranting about jokes need to be retired, if I'm wearing a suit, how about not assuming it's court day?
Oh,
all right.
Court day. When, besides your wedding, when was the last time you wore a suit?
Yeah, pretty rarely. I love to, when people do that, like, huh, court day, is it? I like to just throw in, no, I'm going to a funeral.
Oh, good one. Turn even it back if, around on them.
Even if I'm not, I just want to make them feel awful for their crap joke.
I have one.
You've got one? Bring it on. Jokes to retire.
If you ever want to feel like truly victimized, is wear ripped jeans to a family event.
Oh, yeah.
Because every person over the age of 50 will say, probably time for new jeans.
I love that one because, A, it happens all the time, but, B, it's not like ripped jeans are a new thing.
Yeah.
When did they come out? Like the 80s?
Yeah.
70s maybe?
I'm wearing ripped jeans right now.
Oh, time for some new jeans. Unless the crutch is ripped out of them,
yeah.
Then unless chances are they're how I want them.
Yeah, unless you can see my butt.
Well, you have got a pair of jeans that is ripped in the butt.
All right.
That well, you have to wear black
hey,
next week.
Giving away all of my secrets. Shut up.
What would you do if the time was 6:40? You had two stories. One was naughty and the other one was actually sporty. And you had to choose which one to do at 6:40.
Whoa.
Whoa. Thank you.
Well,
there was a lot going on there. It wasn't the greatest syllable work, but I feel content-wise, it was all there.
I was hoping so hard that you would fail, and you didn't, and you've done very well.
I'll say I stumbled, but I didn't fall.
Good job.
What do we got, mate?
A man who was captured masturbating in public has told Florida police that he was Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Wow, there is a lot going on in that headline.
Let's unpack.
Busy song, busy headline. Let's go.
So, obviously this happened in the States.
why obviously?
What do you mean?
Is it Florida?
Where's Clearwater? I don't know.
Nah, no idea.
Don't know. Well researched. Let's go. A man was at a bus stop and there was reports of a man doing some lewd acts at the bus stop.
Okay.
Waiting to, oh my god.
God, I hate buses. Like, this is anywhere in the world. I hate taking the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to get the bus a lot. It was poop.
You're probably half the reason. Buses got such a bad name. All right, so he's itching the hell out of himself.
That's exactly what he said. The officers came over and was like, mate, what are you doing? He's like, I'm scratching myself.
Yeah, you're scratching the whole length of it by the sound of it.
Scratching myself.
Yeah.
That's like, you can tell the difference between someone scratching their junk and somebody like...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You're spot on, mate. And
anyway.
Yeah.
So the officers were arresting the man for disorderly conduct. Good.
Yeah.
They asked him for his name, and the arrest report says that the man said that his name was James T. Kirk, as in the Star Trek guy.
If you're going to give a fake name, I'd probably go with something a little less well-known. Like, yes. I know not everyone knows Star
Jim
Trek.
Jim Smith.
Yeah, not everyone knows Star Trek, but it is a character that's existed for 50 years, maybe?
Even I know who Captain Kirk is.
Yeah.
And I hate Star Trek. It's
so
dumb.
That's not the way I would have tackled that, going with a fake name.
You know what I just would have done?
Okay.
Is not masturbate in public.
Oh, of course. Well, that's your plan A.
Yeah.
But if you fail plan A and you need to go to plan B, here's what I've been told people do when if you don't want to give your ID, you give the name of one of your mates because you know all their backstory.
Boom.
Yeah, you know their name, you know their address, you know their birth date.
Crappy friend, though.
Oh, by friend, I of course mean someone you don't really like. You just happen to know all these details.
Billows.
Yep.
Got some buddies staying over this weekend. They're coming from Melbourne.
Knowing you, I'm guessing it's only one or two that you're putting up.
Ugh, I think there's about five.
That's still a low amount for you. So, it's like, I've got 9 people living in my lounge room for the next week.
I know. So, only 5 this time.
Okay, nice.
But we found ourselves with like heaps of eggs and there's bread rolls and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go out today and buy a heap of bacon so that like for brekkie in the morning, we can just do like bulk bacon and egg rolls.
You're the host with the most.
all I have to buy is bacon. That's why I thought this was a good idea.
Everyone outside, we're going to have a big barbecue breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea, mate.
Yep. But one of them is a vegetarian. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm thinking a bread roll.
Well, because he's vegetarian. Vegetarians can have eggs, can't they?
A lot do. Like, I think you've got to go full vegan, I think, if you're not eating eggs.
13, 12, 16, if you're a vegetarian, I would really like your thoughts on this. So I was thinking just like an egg roll with sauce.
Is it a bit boring?
Well, is it better than bread?
Yeah, no, it is better than bread, don't get me wrong.
But it's like, do I go out and get bacon? Like fake bacon? Is that expensive? I can't afford bacon.
Do vegetarians even like bacon?
I don't know.
Or are they just faking it so they're part of the gang? Like, look at us enjoying this pork product. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, you're thinking it has to be a bread roll. Have you contemplated maybe knocking up a nice omelette with a bit of onion and a bit of capsicum?
Mate.
Be a bit nice.
All right. If you think I'm cooking someone an omelette.
Why not?
You're wrong. I'm going to provide the things for them to make their own.
Wait,
making everyone bacon and egg rolls.
Wait, so you're going to have all your guests wake up on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and you're going to have the barbecue. Will the barbecue be on?
I don't even have a barbecue, idiot. I've got the stove.
So at this point, you've got bread rolls and eggs.
All right. I thought I'd do a nice thing and feed my guests.
Mate, do a nice thing and tell them to go somewhere else for breakfast. That is the nicest thing you can do.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.